Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
December 25th, 1968. Hi, folks, and John. Well, today is the day. It's a nice day here. Sun is shining bright, sky is clear and blue, pretty warm, but it's been warmer. Slept until 8 this morning, had a nice breakfast and shower, cleaned the boat and slept again. Just finished my turkey dinner, lunch. Sounds nice, doesn't it? Well, it is, but to be more specific, we're out on an operation and have been for 2 days, and still another to go. I slept until 8 because before going to bed, I'd been up for 38 hours out of 40. Breakfast consisted of turkey, fruit cocktail, and chocolate milk. The shower was 4 of us washing each other with buckets of water from the river. The lunch was a sea ration like breakfast. But to be truthful, I don't mind. It's different, and I kind of like it. Thank you for sending my dress blues. As it turned out, I need them. They're stored away right now. I'm not hurting for food around this place. I've yet to be hungry since arriving. When we are moored alongside the ship we're assigned, life is pretty good. Plenty of hot and cold water, air-conditioned spaces, movies, free laundry, free haircuts, but there's always a little bit of work to be done on the boat. I don't have a lot of free time, but I'm not hurting from it. This was the only stationery around at the time. It's not the best, but it works. I've enclosed a list of things which would make life a little enjoyable. I haven't got much more to say, so bye for now. Love, Tom. 1. Green Levi's. Waist 30, no length, doesn't matter. 2. Instant iced tea, prefer lemon added. 3. Peanuts, like cashews. 4. Candy bars, Baby Ruth's. 5. Anything else you'd like to send, but don't overdo yourself trying to send me everything. It would send you to the poorhouse.
What I love about the book is being able to see your writing and how you start so nicely with the air conditioning, you know, slept in, had some breakfast, turkey lunch. And those things were true, but they were sugar-coated.
I did mention that letters and reality would not necessarily match.
But you did get pretty real and they got a taste of that. Okay, I love it. So 30-inch waist.
Yeah.
Nice and trim.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw a 30-inch waist?
Remarkably enough, just about 30 years ago.
That's not bad.
Not bad
at all. Since writing the book, I think some people have, you know, seen your list. You've had a lot of fans.
Yes.
And there's something you can't seem to get away from now. And you don't mind, I don't think.
I don't know. Baby Ruth's have always been on my to-go-to type of candy bar. So yeah.
I love though. I love that you have those stories of fans that have read your book and they'll treat you with some cashews or treat you with some candy bar. Well,
the cashews are still high on the list, too.
It is.
Really high.
I love it.
No doubt. But yeah, that was a Christmas day for us.
Well, and I think the other thing with this stationery, so you were saying this is what you could find. It's quite funny. I mean,
it is pictures.
how do I even describe these pictures? The animation, very true for its time, but just at the bottom, you know, you can see it says, "I just found out something. Never volunteer for observation duty." And there's this picture of this little animated soldier with binoculars strapped to a rocket.
That's about how it works.
Yes. Greetings from one of your misfit friends. And, you know, it's animated soldiers trying to find uniforms that fit. And then what's this other one here? I always heard an army moved on its stomach. And then I'm trying to see, an army moved on its stomach. So this looks like a little character who's been climbing or crawling around on his stomach. Is that what I'm seeing here?
Now, mind you, regular army and regular navy, those aboard the ship and those stationed in cities and those army guys on bases, they had stores that they could go to buy things. We're out on the river a lot, like all the time. And we didn't have stores to go to buy anything. Once in a while, we might get alongside a ship that had a ship store that would be about the size of a small living room for several hundred people and would have limited supplies themselves. So finding basic things like stationery was not easy, it was hard.
I want to know, how'd you pay for things? Because surely you weren't walking around with cash in your pocket.
And you're right.
How did that work?
Generally speaking, there was never much money exchanged for anything.
Okay.
There was a lot of bartering that went on. The Army had things that the Navy didn't. The Navy had things the Army didn't. The guys on boat had things the ship guys didn't have. The shipboard guys had things the boat guys didn't have. So a lot of trading went on, a lot. And most of the guys in the Riverine Force, Army, Navy, didn't even bother to collect their paychecks. They just, because they couldn't get them delivered to you. It was typically in cash, and they would not come out to where we were at most of the time. So there was no reason to get paid.
It sounds a lot less complicated anyway.
Oh, it was. So. It made life. And notice those green pants, Levi's, length didn't matter because the Navy guys on the boats were ragtag. We weren't known for dressing up for anybody.
You weren't within regulations.
We
Is
were
that what
not
you're trying
even
to say?
Close to regulations. The best dressed I was the whole year, my friend Frank took a picture of me and I'm coming down off the, gotten off the ship and was on a pontoon that the boats were tied up. And I've got this nice looking pair of pants on and a nice dark t-shirt and they're green, but they are green Levi's before I cut them. And they're a JCPenney's pocketed t-shirt was my dress uniform. But most of our clothes were just cut up and ragged. We didn't bother too much with socks. We didn't bother too much with shoes. We wore what's called Ho Chi Minh sandals. If you wore a shirt, almost guaranteed the sleeve would not be on them.
I was going to say, majority of the pictures I see, there's a lot of shirtless men.
A lot of shirtless, yeah.
You may as well get a tan while you're out there.
Cargo shorts as opposed to cargo pants.
Right, right.
Everything was kind of cut off. And it was a rather loose group of radical guys. And we didn't spend money, and we just made the most of enjoying what we had.
You had each other.
We had each other. And we still do. It's still a very, very close bond.
That's awesome.
Very close, yeah.
Awesome.
It is awesome.
You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroad Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center on Facebook.